Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
What a week, right? Another big week for the markets. The Dow finally crossed 34,000 for the first time ever to finish the week up 1.18%. S&P, man, I don't know. I'm just going to keep saying it. What did I say? 4,200 this year. Well, we're at 4,185. Finished the week up 1.37%. Certainly, I got the calls. So now what? NASDAQ up 1.09%. So it really was a pretty strong week overall. And it was driven by just good economic news. So many things to talking about. We had rising demand, a lot of consumer spending occurring. You had inflation creeping up, but not too strong, and earnings. Earnings season started, like I said last week, and all the earnings look pretty good. And this all points to what I've been talking about, this accelerating recovery. So let's dive in a little bit and look at the numbers. Well, consumers, you received your checks, your stimulus checks, and you went out and you spent. And retail sales went up 9.8%. last month, and that was compared to February. And this was the second fastest monthly acceleration we've seen in that sector in, get this, 30 years. So we attribute this to being driven by that $1,400 stimulus check you received. And so you went out and spent that on some clothes, probably. And the other big pickup was in the restaurant area, where we saw an increase of 13%. Because I don't know about you, but people are eating out. They're going sitting at restaurants again, and that's a great sign for all those businesses that just literally got destroyed. So this economic activity is certainly the wind, if you will, at the back of stocks, and it keeps driving it higher. Is the economy overheating? This is the question I keep getting. Inflation. And that's what could stop the market, because if inflation gets out of control, then the Fed's going to be forced to step in and raise interest rates, which would put a brake on the economy. But right now, we're not seeing that. And that's because the economy is continuing to open up. And it's also because of labor. I keep talking about labor. The Fed has said that they are focusing on the labor market improving to pre-pandemic levels until we see those kind of numbers. And this past Thursday, it was better, definitely better than the previous week, but it's not where they want it to be. And they have basically said that they're going to keep their foot on that gas pedal, promoting lower interest rates, etc., until the labor market gets back. And so that has continued to propel stocks higher in an environment where it seems like the Fed is not going to spoil things. Now, as you know, there's several economic indicators that we look at to see if any storm is out there on the horizon. And one of the ones that we look at on a monthly basis is the tens versus the twos. I'm talking about the 10-year treasury versus the two-year. And you look at the yields on both. And if they get inverted, that usually is a signal of a problem coming, that a slowdown is coming. Well, we're not seeing that. Real interest rates still, as you know, are pretty low. They're basically as low as they've been since 2018. But the more positive rate that we look at shows that right now the Fed, just, and this is just the 10-2 spread, we're seeing that the Fed is not pumping the brakes. They're continuing to put more stimulus out there, even though they should be in normal times putting the brakes on given what we're seeing. So they're doing the exact reverse of what they typically do in this sort of an environment. And we haven't seen this in the past several years where they've been stepping on the gas pedal, if you will, this hard, almost, you know, so compared to driving a car, they're flooring it right now. They're flooring it and they're not coming off, even though they're coming up on a corner. Your tendency is to lift off the gas, right? Because you're coming into a corner and it's scary. Well, they're not scared. They're putting it all the way to the floor and they're going through that corner as fast as they possibly can. And that is good for the economy. That's the easiest I can explain it to you. That's what that means. So that is good news. Now, again, what could change that? And this week we saw something that was kind of strange on the 10-year. Remember last week it was looking like it was possibly going to go to 1.8% as it was over the last few weeks, moving up higher and higher and higher. Well, this past week, we saw a pretty good drop in the 10-year. And so as soon as that happened, people started asking me, well, the 10-year is falling. What does that mean? Does this mean it's over? Is the Fed going to? No, well, let's stop for a minute. So despite all the historic, excellent economic activity we saw this week, and there were many different sectors I saw that were positive, the 10-year dropped sharply in a world where it shouldn't be doing that to 1.57%. That's where we closed off the week. And this was for three reasons, okay? Even though the economic data is strong and in normal times the Fed should be raising rates, here's why they're not. First, they have said, like I keep saying, that they are going to ignore any strong economic data right now until they see clear signs that the economic recovery is accelerating. Well, we're seeing acceleration right now. What does that really mean? Well, I think, it gets back to the labor. So that's why until we see that number, they're not going to feel like they need to do anything. So that's one reason. Second, when you look at the price metrics in the two manufacturing reports that we saw this week, and again, I'm not going to get into that, but I just want to say they didn't explode to the, you know, super high end. Yes, they were up, and that shows signs that inflation is starting to come on, but it wasn't out of control. And so as long as it's not out of control, I don't think they're going to act. And last, when the 10-year yield broke down through 1.6% this week, this triggered what's known as a short covering. You had some momentum funds out there who were short the 10-year, and when it dropped below that rate, they had to cover. And this sent the 10-year going sharply lower. So realize there's some market phenomenon that's happening out there that's driving markets one way or the other in these brief little spurts. So how do you take advantage of this? What should you be doing? Well, it's a great question. And so I'd say in the next few weeks to month, the 10-year could go down further as these shorts are forced to continue to cover. And what that means is you could see the 10-year drop to 1.2%. That's what I'm going to say today. So if that were to happen, how do you take advantage of that? Well, first, if you're refinancing your loan and you locked in, well, maybe you want to tell them to stop that and tell them to give you another quote, especially as those rates start to go down below, say, 150. So that will help you on your refinance terms that you renegotiate with the banks. And so do that. The other way to do this is as those rates go down further, you should be looking at the bank stocks. Because as you know, the bank stocks, some of them reported this week, had very strong outlook, very strong numbers. But as rates drop, so will the price of those stocks. So that's another area you could step into because, like I said on our quarterly market review we did on Thursday, I expect the cyclical and value sectors to continue to do well as this economy continues to do well. That's just the way that that usually works. So I see that. So for the short term, I think there's these opportunities that are going to open up in that space. And that's why I would expect you to take advantage of that if and when those opportunities present themselves. Now, next week, we're going to have more earnings coming out. So we've got to keep looking at these companies and keep looking at what they're saying because they are telegraphing in a lot of instances some really neat things they're doing out there, like Moderna. I heard them talking about these really kind of cool vaccines they're experimenting with right now for heart attacks and for cancer. I mean, there's a lot of other applications that are going on right now that are pretty exciting. So listen to what these CEOs are saying. See what the future is that they're talking about with their particular companies. We're going to see the PMI composite index. Again, that's another inflationary sign this week. We'll see what that says. And that unemployment number, that's Thursday. You got to keep paying attention to that because once that gets super positive, that's a signal that things could start to slow down. And of course, you want to get ready for that because it's going to change at some point quickly. As we know, these markets are elevated. But it doesn't mean you don't stay invested, you don't stay diversified, you don't look for opportunities which are out there because they're out there.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.